Tuesday morning, we check in with the MCCSC of the superintendent of the MCCSC. It's our good friend, Dr. Judy DeMuth. Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Good morning.
The eclipse, we did it. We all made it. We got through it together. That's the good news there. What a great way to learn about what's happening in our solar system, and a fun day yesterday for that.
Do you know what? It was really tremendous. Our staff members had such great things planned for our kids, and I think the students just enjoyed every experience they had related to it. And, of course, with the mass media coverage as a nation, I think it was just a great opportunity and a great learning experience for the kids. And a lot of them said they're looking forward to the next one, and I kept thinking, oh, my gosh, the next one. So I think the many activities, which included, you know, being right here with Indiana University, we were able to take advantage of the IU Astronomy Department. We had people coming into our classrooms and talking with kids about that, all kinds of creative seminars and items that children looked at and experienced and built models, and it was amazing. So we had a great day yesterday.
And who doesn't like getting out of class to go outside and enjoy it? Everybody.
Yes. The hardest part was keeping the staff members in, quite frankly. So, yes, it was all good.
Getting them all back together. Well, obviously, we talked to you on meeting Tuesdays, and we know we have a meeting tonight, and we expect it to be very busy because the school year didn't start out perfectly. It didn't start out perfectly in the transportation department, as problems with Auxilio have continued. They've been put on notice, as we've read in the paper and heard from administrative members of the MCCSC. What is the next? They've been put on notice. Can you explain what that means to everybody and just take us through the next steps in this process to alleviate fears and concerns and everything else?
Sure. Well, first of all, I do want to come back and say just a little bit about our beginning of school, because unfortunately we did have this situation rise its ugly head. But the bottom line is, you just need to know, I can't thank our teachers and administrators enough, because when our students came to school, they were truly all prepared, ready to go, so much excitement and enthusiasm. And unfortunately, it's been dampened by, you know, this busing situation. So I do want to thank everybody, because, you know, children were ready, parents had the kids ready, teachers were excited. They'd been in for 3 weeks getting their classrooms ready. So I really want to thank them. But with the transportation situation, people have asked me, how did we get here? This will be the third year. Last year was the third year that we had tried to bid our routes. The reason we have to bid our routes was that we had a number of contract drivers, and their contracts were up. So we have to go to a public bid situation, which we did, and they are very strict specifications, and Auxilio won the bid, and which means they had the lowest and most responsive bid, because we had 42 routes. They said they could come in and drive the 42 routes. Unfortunately, that did not happen. We had prepared all summer long for if that wouldn't happen. But then some other things came to play, particularly with our communication with our parents. A lot of our systems did not work. And our parents were very disappointed and worried, obviously. And so it was very concerning, and that's kind of continued. We do have a contract with Auxilio. We are following the contract by every, you know, dotting every I, crossing every T. We did give notice that was, you know, highly publicized last week, and we're working through the contract to go through all the steps that we have to take and Auxilio has to take at this point.
And before the Auxilio contract was signed, you mentioned that the contract had to be bid out. The last time that we had to go through this, what happened before that was, we didn't have an outside transportation came. How often did that contract come up where we had to rebid and look to outside sources?
Well, contract drivers, again, a small group of our, most of our drivers are employed by us, and we have buses to support them. There are a small group of, you know, when you think about transportation in schools, it really is inherent in the farming community, because in a lot of our schools in the state of Indiana, many of our farm families supported helping drive students to school in busing because it worked out for their schedules. Many of those families no longer do farming, or they're a little older. They don't want to drive any longer. So across the whole state, we see less and less, you know, contract drivers. So what's happened is some of these larger fleet contractors come in and win the bid because they can provide the, you know, they think they can provide the services in a more cost-effective manner. In Indiana, we have to publicly bid based on a proposal that goes out to everybody as specifications. When those bids come in, then you have to look at them and then analyze them and then take that that's the lowest and most responsive. The contracts actually go from 2 to 4 years, depending on which contract we're letting at the time. Right now, we still have 8 of the what we call the small fleet of small contractors driving for us. So that means that those 8 contracts, 7 of them were not up for bid because they were still in the term of their contract. 1 was up for bid, and that person won the bid. So in addition to Auxilio, we also honored 1 other person who had a low bid. So that person's driving for us and has another 2-year contract along with Auxilio.
Dr. Judy DeMuth is our guest this morning. She's the superintendent of MCCSE Schools. And obviously, we all saw on the back of one of the sections in Monday's paper, there's an ad taken out about people, the Bloomington Solidarity Network, about getting rid of auxiliary driver and better treatment, higher wages for drivers and everything else. Who is this opposition group, and what are we missing here?
You know what? I'm not familiar with the group. People tell me that they were instrumental in a walkout at Indiana University. I really don't know the group. I did see the advertisement. And again, because we do have a contract, we're working through that contract. It's never as easy as, you know, one may think. And I think we're taking all the appropriate steps to, you know, make it a better situation in terms of transportation for our kids.
Judy, let me ask you just point blank. You cannot just tell Auxilio you're done because of the contract?
That is correct. Again, when you put out specifications for bid, those specifications are then embodied in a contract. And so those contract stipulations have to be upheld. And obviously we're doing that.
Now, tonight at the school board meeting, you're presenting some options. What are those options?
Well, this evening at the board meeting, we're very fortunate that we are making a recommendation to, you know, we've relooked at all of our salaries because really the root cause here is we cannot find people to drive buses. It's very simple. So, okay, how do we do that? So we've gone back in and worked with our union because we do have a union that we work with, and we're recommending this evening some increases in all of the transportation roles. And we're hoping that we can attract some folks that may be in some other profession and say, hey, you know, that's probably a good thing for me to do. I like the hours or whatever. So we're hoping that by these salary increases, we can attract more drivers because it really comes down to making sure we have enough drivers.
So you can attract more of the drivers even though you have a contract with Auxilio to provide those drivers.
Well, we only provide, remember, Auxilio only covers 42. They were supposed to cover 42 routes. We have over 120 routes we drive every day. They have a small piece of our transportation. We have the rest of the transportation. So we own our drivers, okay? So let's say, you know, in this situation, Auxilio had 42 routes. They came to the table and could only provide 18 drivers for 18 routes. We had to then cover the rest of the routes, which we did because we have a number of our current employees who have the licenses to drive the buses. That's not their full-time job, however, but we've had to use them in that role because Auxilio didn't provide enough. So if you think about over 120 routes, 40-some routes, you know, is a fourth or whatever of the total routes. So we own a lot of buses, we have a lot of people employed here, but we needed some more. So that's what Auxilio provided, or those owner-operator contracts provide. They provide one more driver, one more bus. In addition to what the hopefully the salary increases that will be approved, we needed more buses. So right now, there's a process that you have to go through as a public school corporation to actually buy more buses than you're in your plan. And so we're going to be retaining some of those buses that we would have traded, and we're working on that process also. So we've got a lot of things in place to make sure that we have enough buses and hopefully attract some really great people to drive our children.
We're speaking with the superintendent of the MCCSE, Dr. Judy DeMuth. Dr. DeMuth, we know there were problems starting up. What's the situation today? Are kids being picked up? Are they being picked up on time? Are the buses doing what they're supposed to do?
I think the biggest problem, really was the communication with our parents. We did have, some people that when they were driving their buses and doing their routes, missed some of the stops, and then we went back, we doubled back and picked those children up. But I think the biggest thing was when the buses were running late, the parents had no communication. And so what do you do as a parent when your child's late? You call the transportation department. Well, unfortunately, we were so overlogged with calls that the parents couldn't get through. And so when that happens, I have the greatest empathy and sympathy for our parents, because they have to be able to know where their child is. And I think that just complicated we didn't go do a good job with that. That complicated it. And, I felt badly for each and one of our parents who their child was late. That was really disastrous. And so we have worked diligently nights, weekends, to get that communication piece back in place. And I think that's aided us greatly. We still do have some routes that are a little slow, and we're working on that. But as long as that communication piece is in place and our parents know where their children are, then that's more accepted. But again, at the very start, lo and behold, we didn't even realize that piece was not functioning. It didn't. And obviously, our parents were very upset.